Malcolm Honlein, the Conference of Presidents, continues with me. I'm John Batchelor, and we're welcoming three voices from Israel. Two of them just arrived, and then there's Charlie, who's the Texan. He's always somewhere, Malcolm, but he's forever in Texas. Charlie Levine of San Antonio, Texas. And Charlie, will you introduce us, please, to your initiative, and then your two guests, or are the two newbies, Malcolm? Right, this is Aliyah, right?
Aliyah.
Charlie, good morning to you in Israel. Please introduce.
Thank you very much. I work with Nefesh B'Nefesh, a relatively new organization, which this year will bring a total of 30,000 people since we were created to live in Israel. It's a very exciting organization. With me today are Tracy Goldstein, a young lady who just arrived yesterday on a flight of 230 newcomers, and Dov Greenbaum, who is a PhD in genetics and an intellectual property lawyer.
Well, first of all, we congratulate both of you. Congratulate both of you on this decision. We should translate for the audience that Aliyah means going up, and it means the fulfillment of both the spiritual and physical goal of going to Israel to live their lives there, to contribute to society just as they have here in the United States. And Dov, as you heard, was an intellectual property lawyer and a PhD in genetics. And we'll probably be working with many Americans as the close cooperation between Israel and the United States. I happen, in full disclosure, to be a member of the board of this organization and one of its initial board members, and they've done a really remarkable job. So maybe, Tracy, you could tell us first, what motivated you to make this decision and give up the comfortable life of Long Island and Manhattan?
Originally, the first time I visited Israel was through Birthright. I didn't think much of Israel before that. That was about a year ago. And I fell in love with Israel, and I decided I needed to come back and make a contribution. And then after about a year of planning, and now I'm doing my MBA at Tel Aviv University, and I'm hoping that eventually I can start a business here.
So you didn't get out of town because of the heat wave. Is that right, Tracy?
No, it's still hot here, so it doesn't really make a difference.
And the important point here is that you're going for positive reasons. It's not because people fleeing, people having to go for any reason, but a positive motivation to contribute and to be part of the Israeli society and to give what you can and to get what you can from it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I have a choice. I can go anywhere in the world, but this is where I want to be.
And Dov, what brought you at age 33 with your family, your wife, and three children to go from Oakland, California to Israel?
Sure. Well, my wife and I are the product of a combined 30-plus years of modern Jewish education and the constant sort of, goal of supporting and moving to Israel has always been there in our lives and in our education. We're going now, I guess, because of the opportunities it provides to both me professionally, but also to my children to be able to grow up in Israel and to enjoy the culture and the language. Something that while we have an excellent school in Oakland that we sorely miss, it's something that we look forward to giving our children the culture and the understanding and sort of just the whole Israeli experience we hope to provide for our children.
Dov, where are you going to be living? What town?
We haven't decided yet, actually. We came here, we landed softly in my parents' apartment here in Jerusalem, and we're actually planning on touring the country for the next 1 or 2 months and hoping to enroll our children in school before school starts on September 1st.
I would recommend the beach, Dov.
Yeah. No, we have a heat wave here as well, and I miss the Oakland weather.
We're speaking with Charlie Levine. Charlie, your organization, speak more of it. Where did it start, Charlie?
Well, Nefesh B'Nefesh basically does very few tasks, but it does it extremely well. Basically, we try to help people find employment here, find the right community that's a nurturing one for them, and help, if there are kids, to find them the right educational solutions and environments. We have over 100 people working on those tasks alone, and believe it or not, 98% of the people who have come so far with us to Israel are still here. That's an amazing success rate.
So you were with 232, is that the number right, Malcolm?
On the flight
into from JFK. Is that accurate, Charlie?
Yes, exactly right. I was on the flight as well yesterday.
And you have places for 232 people? They're already placed, or are some making decisions?
Within 6 months, all of those, every family unit represented, because there were a lot of children as well, but every family unit represented on the plane yesterday will most likely be working in their chosen profession within 6 months.
We should tell them that Nefesh B'Nefesh translates from Hebrew as soul to soul. First, I think you ought to give the website for anybody else who's interested in our audience, learning more about what you do, and if they're interested in Aliyah and the opportunities that exist. And Dov and Ms. Goldstein, if you could tell us what you feel, what would message you would want to give to the listeners about both your decision, Tracy, and your decision, Dov, and how you view the soul-to-soul part of this.
Let's start with the website. What is it, Charlie?
www.nbn, as in Nancy Boy Nancy, .org.il.
Got it. Okay, Dov, first, would you speak succinctly of what you want for your family in Israel?
I want them to fully immerse into the culture and to enjoy and appreciate everything this country has to offer, which is just so much.
And Tracy, what do you want? I know you're enrolling in an MBA. What do you want after your MBA in Israel?
The plan is that I started a business in New York, and I'd like to bring the entrepreneurship into Israel. I know it's a huge launching pad for startups right now, and I'd like to be one of the people who do that and hopefully contribute to the economy here. To me, that's the most important way I can make a contribution.
Actually, what I've learned from others, Malcolm, is that Israel's the best place to be an entrepreneur on planet Earth. It's something about It's something about being cut off from the surrounding region. There's actually an economic basis for this, right?
Benefit, absolutely.
And forced everybody to deal with self-financing and financing.
Called the startup nation,
right? The startup nation.
Book.
And also all those enterprising IDF graduates. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Let's get the name right. Charlie Levine took 232 happy people to Israel. Within 6 months, they will be
well-integrated Israeli citizens.
And with better weather than we're having in the East Coast. Dov Greenbaum, born from Hamilton, Ontario, grazing his children in Oakland, California, is now in Israel. And Tracy Goldstein from Long Island, Westbury, Long Island, let's be specific, leaving the heat wave, though she rationalizes that she didn't, claiming that it's hot, no matter how hot you think it's in Israel. Good heavens.
The sidewalks are melting.
Now in Israel, Malcolm Holand of the conference.